Hello, podcast listeners. First and foremost, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with me. Hopefully, some of these tips are helping you in your daily lives to take better photos of your friends, families, and all that fun stuff. In order to provide better context, whenever you do have the opportunity, feel free to swing by my YouTube channel, youtube.com/EMTfilms. The link is in the description in every podcast. Also follow me on Instagram, where I post behind the scenes on everything that you hear or see in my different outlets. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. Today, we're going to be testing DJI Osmo Mobile versus the Smooth 4. Yes. All right, so we took a trip to Philadelphia and we also visited New York City. Disclaimer, I have not been paid by either company. Ji-Yoon sent me a Smooth 4 just for testing purposes, so my opinion is my own. All right, guys, so we're gonna put these two amazing gimbals to the test in stabilization, time-lapse, focus and zoom in, active tracking, and we're gonna talk a little bit about the ZY Play app. You might be thinking, what is happening? Why does this footage look shaky like this? And I was asking that to myself. Why is this not looking smooth like the name? But the interesting thing about this is that the ZY Play app gives you the ability to turn on or off electronic image stabilization. For some reason, on the app it says OIS for optical image stabilization /EIS. And what this really does is that it crops in the image and it stabilizes it digitally, very similar to what the native camera app on iOS does. So that's why at the beginning of the test, you saw that everything was very shaky. Now, I was a little frustrated because I went to New York City, I went through the process of recording, I spent a lot of time. I retested with the different apps and the different modes on. There has been a lot of discussion about the little jitter effect that you get on iOS or any other smartphone that has optical image stabilization. And that will continue to happen because the camera is literally suspended in like little threads. Now, the best methods out there for me have been to use digital image stabilization or electronic image stabilization with the ZY Play app, with the native camera app, or apps like Filmic Pro that allow you to turn that on or off, but also making sure that I'm using the right technique when I'm walking, right? One foot in front of the other, like we've covered in multiple videos before, making sure I'm lowering myself a little bit and bending my knees so I can ease the vertical shift that my body might cause on my arm and the gimbal, and just making sure that you're holding the gimbal in torch mode. If you're holding your gimbal this way and you're walking up and down, your phone's designed to stabilize that image. Now, if you're walking like this in torch mode, you're minimizing that vertical impact, so the jitters are gonna decrease dramatically. On top of that, you always have digital image stabilization in the video editing apps like iMovie, Final Cut, Premiere that can also analyze that footage, crop it even further and analyze. But I personally don't suggest that. I'm a fan of trying to get as close as possible as the end result in the camera. So yeah. Try those tips and let me know in the comments section if they worked out for you. Let's keep testing. Now in the time-lapse, motion time-lapse, and hyperlapse, these two gimbals are very, very similar. The DJI Osmo app allows you to choose point A to point B, up to 5 different points. You can choose the intervals and you can set your duration time. You get a little forecast at the bottom. If you're looking for more tips on time-lapses, we've actually made a video about that. Descriptions in below where you should be getting a notification. Now on the ZY Play app, you get an additional set of tools. You actually have the ability to determine the autofocus based on those different points. You can actually start with a focus on something closer to your device. And as you're turning, you can manipulate the autofocus to push or pull. You also have the ability to zoom in and roll while you're doing time lapses, which is fantastic. The ZY Play app gives you incredible control to rotate, roll, change the autofocus, zoom in, zoom out as the intervals go by. Now, both devices give you the ability to do hyperlapse, which is really, really cool, very eye-catching. And this is simply a time lapse, but it gives you the ability to stay fixed and stay focused on a subject. On the DJI Osmo Mobile, you go to the hyperlapse mode. On the Smooth, go simply to the time lapse mode. And both of them will allow you to choose your intervals, duration, and then either before or during your time lapse, you can actually enable active tracking and focus on one specific thing. This worked better for me on bigger things like monuments, buildings, or things that are not gonna shift in size too fast. That way you have enough time to move around. But one of the things that I found out is that the DJI Osmo Mobile handles the active tracking and the stability on the hyperlapse a little bit better. Not that the Smooth 4 does a bad job at all, it's very usable footage, but you can definitely tell it's a little shaky. Now both gimbals will give you the ability to tap to focus. You can tap anywhere on the screen, doesn't matter if your subject's closer or further away, you can tap and focus, you can even swipe your finger up and down on the DJI Go app and change the exposure. Now the beautiful thing about the Smooth 4 is that fantastic wheel. That wheel allows you to change your focus and your zoom. I feel the wheel to be very, very convenient because you don't really need to change the focus points by tapping on a screen. You don't really have to interact with your screen. You can just simply smoothly change the focus with this fantastic wheel. And then you eliminate the little shaky effect that you get by tapping on the screen. On both of them, you can tap and hold and lock it in place. But having the wheel allows you to make those small changes on the fly. So I really like that feature of the Smooth 4. Now, both gimbals will have the ability to zoom in or zoom out. By default, the wheel will control the zoom. And just by simply tapping on the little crosshair button in the bottom left, you can switch over to the focus. On the DJI Osmo Mobile, by default, zoom slider will control just that, zooming in and out, unless you're using third-party apps like Filmic Pro or something like that. Now, this presents a unique opportunity because on both gimbals, you can actually play with that vertigo mode. Now, the vertigo mode is very useful. You've always been able to recreate some sort of vertigo motion just by simply zooming in while you're pulling back or zooming out while you're moving in. On the DJI Osmo Mobile, you can totally perform these shots, but the Smooth 4 gives you a dedicated mode similar to the motion time lapse. You can select your point A, change your settings, your focal points, your zoom level, and then set the out point with the variant zoom, with the variant focus, completely opposite, rendering this feature very useful because all you really have to do is just walk in and walk back. Going manual with the wheel might be a little bit beneficial at times that we don't have to stop and plan your shot. If it's something like on the spur of the moment, having the wheel is very useful. And the DJI Osmo actually handles this pretty well. Now, I've said it once and I said it again, DJI has one of the best software options out there for gimbals. And on active tracking, they do not disappoint. Active tracking on the DJI Osmo Mobile is fantastic. The Smooth 4 has also the active tracking mode, but I found it to be a little bit slower. If you're vlogging, if you're on a table doing something like this, I feel that the active tracking is gonna do a really good job in just catching those small movements. But the moment that I was moving a little bit quicker or further away, it definitely lost me. So a really big room for improvement here in the active tracking department, but I'm very confident that the ZY Play app will only get better and better. Now, the ZY Play app is very functional. However, I feel is actually a little bit more complex. Not complicated, but just a little complex in comparison to other gimbals. So I definitely feel that this will be a little bit more attractive to Zzen players. If you go to the settings, you can actually switch the layout to look like the ZY Play app version for Smooth Q or other gimbals, which is very useful if you're just overwhelmed and trying to get used to the wheel. But the addition of the wheel makes it so you can actually control the gimbal with virtually one hand. You're at times prompted to use the wheel to zoom in. It's not like you have a slider like the DJI Osmo, like the Smooth Mobile, that with literally one hand, you'll be able to manipulate those things. Since the wheel's on the opposite side, you literally have to use two hands, which is not a bad thing, but I do see how this might be an issue for some people or for different types of shooting. But overall, the gimbal is fantastic. I love the inclusion of the scroll wheel of the menu. I do wish that some of the buttons were mappable. That way you can default to the modes that you want to. I really appreciate the fact that you can be in a mode and quickly switch to the preset at once. Things like change the exposure, rotate the camera, preview, right? You can pretty much review your footage just by scrolling that wheel. And I really, really like that. And it makes you interact less with the display and more with the actual gimbals. All right, guys, now I wanna hear from you. Let me know in the comment section down below what you think and what are your favorite features about the Smooth 4 versus the DJI Osmo Mobile. I personally still love the software of the DJI Osmo Mobile, but I do appreciate all the brand new features. And with the awareness of the optical image stabilization versus digital image stabilization mode that you have on the ZY Play app, you can truly get some really smooth stuff. Remember to use the built-in app as well. That actually helps a lot. Prior to this video, we made 5 reasons why I like this Smooth 4. So I highly encourage you to check that out. Once again, I want to thank you for your time and hanging out with me. We'll catch you on the next one. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.